Supporters aim to draft anti-BLM leader for Minnesota governor's race. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 17, 2021. The draft Kendall Qualls for Governor Committee has created a petition that seeks to encourage the leader of Black conservative movement Take Charge Minnesota to run for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. The committee states on its website, as the Republican Party searches for its gubernatorial candidate, Kendall Qualls is exactly the type of candidate we need. A different type of candidate who can inspire Minnesotans. Simply put, Kendall is uniquely positioned to be able to run and win. His background and exceptional skills would allow him to connect with voters across the state. From Ward to Winona, across the Iron Range to our agricultural communities and even in the heart of the Twin Cities where he outperformed the rest of the Republican ticket in his run in 2020. Kendall would be an outstanding candidate we would be fortunate to have represent our party. Qualls founded and leads an anti-woke Black movement centered on faith, family, education, and the Constitution to counter the current culture of critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, and fatherless Black families. A Republican who was defeated in 2020 in a congressional bid to unseat incumbent Democrat U.S. Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota's 3rd District, Qualls told Breitbart News in June that, although he lost that election, what was gratifying about the experience was the feedback he received on his campaign. All the political pundits were telling me that for a first-time candidate down ticket, down ballot, that for me to get 5% more votes than President Trump in my district, 5% more than the senatorial candidate, Jason Lewis, says a lot about my message, he said, explaining that his message was that America, and the idea of America, works. If it can work for a guy like me, who started his life in Harlem, New York, as a kid, then later lived in a trailer park in Oklahoma, he said. And I tell people, look, I've been called trailer trash, ghetto kid, and a lot worse. But, in this country, where you start in life is not where you have to stay in life. And that message resonates with people. Qualls, a former U.S. Army officer and high-ranking executive of Fortune 100 healthcare companies, founded Take Charge in Minnesota on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, with the goal of building a coalition of supporters in communities and in academic and business sectors to ignite a transformation within the Black community of the Twin Cities by embracing the core principles of America, not rejecting them. He began his new movement, he said, by making three fundamental points in an op-ed in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Martin Luther King would be rolling in his grave if he saw the number of fatherless homes, Qualls explained his first point. Literally at the time of his death, Blacks were nearly 80% two-parent families. And we've gone from 80% two-parent families to 80% fatherless homes, without one national initiative to reverse it, until now. Second, Qualls noted Martin Luther King Jr.'s civil rights movement was focused on equality. All he wanted was to give us equal status as citizens, nothing more, nothing less, he emphasized. The third fundamental point Qualls made is this whole idea of content of character over color of skin. You know, that was part of his I Have a Dream speech. The left has basically thrown that out the window, he asserted. And it's wrong. So, I tell you my personal life is a testament. I have a personal stake in this. You know how I started in life. Qualls recently said in a post on Take Charge's website the left is weaponizing Black children by keeping them in failing schools and grooming them in how to undermine America. Those on the left are deploying tactics often seen in communist countries to change America from its core foundation. The effort, which began many years ago, has a two-phased approach. The first phase is to disrupt the nuclear family and its influence on young people. The second is to develop an undereducated class of people who are easily controlled through simple messaging and emotion. A quality education is the gateway to prosperity. And that prosperity is a dream that can be realized by anyone regardless of race or social standing, are among Take Charge's core principles. DraftKendall.com adds. Kendall is not a politician but an authentic, conservative leader forged by years of experience from the military to the private sector and his devotion to his family and his faith. Kendall delivers a message based in truth, championing the principle of meritocracy and the notion that free enterprise and the private market equitably lift people from poverty into prosperity and that the American dream lives on. We hope you will join us and other grassroots leaders like you in encouraging Kendall to run for governor in 2022, the supporters say.